Aloha and welcome once again to the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii vacation news. We're going to talk about the 505 in Maui. And I am not talking about a new highway. We need no more new highways in Hawaii. We don't need any of that. We're also going to be talking about Hawaii vacation packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is just an excellent segment for you because we're going to tell you what things are costing for Hawaii vacations. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. This is our Wednesday edition for October 6th, 2010. It's our 412th podcast. That's a lot. Of course, you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also find us on Twitter, at Aloha Bruce, if you're doing that. Or if you're on Facebook, you can find us at Hawaii Aloha Travel. If you've got the iPhone, you can download an iPhone app called Aloha Bruce. So check us out. Get involved with us. You'll be very happy you did. We're 14 agents strong, and we're here to help you plan a memorable vacation. Now, we've got a lot of ground to cover. I want to first give a programming note. Starting next week, we're going to be going to a Tuesday-Friday schedule. So that means that it's going to be switching out around a little bit. We'll only have this podcast for this week, this Wednesday. This will be the last one for this week. And then we'll be starting up with the new schedule next week. And the reason for that is quite frankly, on the Tuesday show, it'll be a show like this is today. It's going to be more topic-focused. And then on the Friday show, we're only going to answer questions and talk about people's itineraries and folks' concerns about Hawaii and questions that they have about Hawaii. So if you are planning a trip or you need a second opinion or want some ideas, email me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or podcast@hawaii-aloha.com, and we can certainly hook you up and talk about your trip right here on the big podcast. So hopefully that helps you out. Anyway, get involved. We're also here live, usually at 1 o'clock on those days. So if you want to catch the show live, if you're one of our podcast listeners, just get to our website right about 1 o'clock on those days, and you will be able to see us doing the show live and also participate in our live chat. There's a few folks in the live chat right now. Just wanted to mention, you know, I was talking to a client the other day, and she mentioned to me that she built one of her days in Hawaii all around the moonrise. You know, a lot of people come to Hawaii and they're focused on those sunsets because they're so spectacular. But imagine, you know, planning a beautiful outdoor experience on a moonrise. And you can do that. And there's lots of lovely places like in Maui. And we're going to be talking about that in a couple of seconds, like at the Pacifico restaurant, where you can kind of do a moonrise. And if it's a full moon, you know, she was looking at the calendar because, you know, you can see the you know, what phase the moon is. And if it's a good moonrise, yeah, you want to try and plan a romantic dinner around a moonrise. So just wanted to throw that in there. A customer was telling me about that the other day. I forget who it was, but I wanted to give her props because it's such a wonderful idea. So let's get into it a little bit. I want to talk about some Hawaii vacation news. First news. First of all, the Waikiki Edition, which we've been anticipating the opening for a long time here on the show, has finally opened. And if you haven't heard about it, it's Marriott's newest luxury boutique brand. Look at that. That's the lobby, and that's where you check in. It's just gorgeous. It's a partnership between the Marriott International and the hotelier Ian Schrager. Ian is the guy from Studio 54 back in the day. It had a soft opening around September 28th, but its grand opening is going to be scheduled on October 16th. Those are exclusive pictures we just showed you. Nobody has them. Nobody's posting them. So take a good look at that. It's beautiful. Look at that private pool. And the grounds there are pretty amazing. Chef Muramoto, Chef Muramoto is actually opened up a restaurant there. He's from Iron Chef, if you recognize him. And this hotel is modeled after like the Delano Hotel down in Miami Beach. It's very chic and posh. They're skewing to, and there's the rooms. They're gorgeous. Look at those rooms. They're very white. I don't know how they're going to keep that place clean. Everything is white, white, white. And I think that's to just open it up a lot because the rooms are not huge there, but they are beautiful. And we're so excited about it. We will be going to that opening. So I mean, this finally, we've made it to an A-list, yelling. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to be there at the opening. They have a crazy box bar there, which kind of models itself after the Studio 54 in New York City. So we're really, really excited about it. We will be there. We're going to bring you all the news about that after the opening. So check it out. We also have great rates there. So if you're interested in staying at the Waikiki Edition, it's Hawaii's newest hotel. Give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. You got the number right there, and we could hook you up with rooms there. By the way, speaking of really cool, I just priced out the Trump Waikiki, which is also a beautiful hotel. Our rates are better than anybody's rates out there. Yeah, we, you know, $299 a night, including tax, for a studio there. And so if you really want to go 5-6 stars, give us a call. We've got the best rates in town for that property. Let's talk a little bit about the Grand Hyatt Kauai Resort and Spa. It's halfway through its $45 million renovation. And it's going to be going on through December, we understand. And they had to lay off 70 employees over there. Kind of disappointed about that because half the rooms there literally are closed. So they, I guess they can't keep all the staff there. But my inside sources are telling me that they didn't really need to do that. They didn't need to really lay off that many people. Now, I may be wrong about that, and I'm certainly hoping that those folks get back to work really fast. And the renovations include marble-tiled entryways, walk-in showers, mahogany furniture, the whole nine yards. It's the third and final phase. You know, a couple of years ago, they actually did all the spas. They opened up, it was like a 16,000-square-foot spa. You could have your own holly there and do massages. You know, couples massages, everything's very, very nice. The property has always been one of our favorites, but they're running into a lot of competition now. Let's face it, the Prince Villa, they had to renovate. They just had to do it because look at what happened up on the north side of the Prince Villa. Right next door, there's the Kōʻākea. These are all beautiful five-star properties, and that's putting the heat on them. So now, with a fully 100% renovated property, I think there's going to be no competing with it. In a lot of ways, because it's really a spectacular property. And it's down on the Poipu side. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted about that and let you know when it's completed. And we'll give you your first look at it as well. So let's get into talking a little bit about our topic of the day. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about Front Street on Maui. And not just Front Street on Maui. Now, everybody knows that Front Street is a whaler's village, an old whaler's village that was converted into an amazing little shopping mecca with lots of wonderful shops and galleries. And but a lot of people don't realize is that there's a group of shops and stores that extend a little bit further down than people realize, because there's this huge banyan tree around there. And this is called the 505. It's about a quarter of a mile down from the end of where you think Front Street is. And one of our favorite restaurants is actually located there. And that restaurant is called the Pacifico. And it's run by Chef James. And Chef James actually has his own, yeah, there's the shops there. It's just a gorgeous property. And Chef James actually has his own farm up in Kula. And he really started a lot of the, lots of shops and lots of restaurants there. And he spirited started a lot of what we call the farm to table concept, because he has his own farm up in Kula. And we're having a little trouble with the pictures here again. And, they even have, things like beach activities, beach cafes, other cafes there as well. But they even have a day spa, for instance. And I don't think we have the Pacifico pictures. Is that it? Okay, we don't have the Pacifico pictures there. But, that restaurant is pretty amazing. You can get all kinds of fresh food there. He has his own... We're having a little trouble here today. Sorry about that. He has his own farm up in Kula, and he actually produces all this stuff, and he brings everything fresh to the table. So you're gonna really enjoy it. Actually, when we went there, we only had appetizers. We had the ahi tower, we had the beef satay. It was so good, and the beef satay, Thai style with the peanut butter sauce. It's just pretty incredible. Just an amazing, amazing experience. And you know what's really cool is there's also a thing called the Feast of Lele. This is a, I keep saying festival. It's the Feast of Lele. And this is a nice alternative to the luau that's very popular there called the Old Lahaina Luau. It's one of the most popular luaus in the state. And if you can't get in there or you want a nice alternative, go to the Feast of Lele, because all the food is done by Chef James. And it's really a great luau as well. And you know what we did? We, speaking of a moon rice, remember I was just talking a little bit about the moon rice. So what we did was we got a table that was very close to where the Feast of Lele was about to start. And it actually did start while we were there. So we actually got our own little private luau going there. With the appetizers coming out, the music, all of the fun stuff was happening right next to us. And it was actually sunset then moonrise, because we got the sunset and the moonrise that day. So that's a perfect spot to do the moonrise. So if you have a moonrise, you want to get over there, and that's a perfect place to do it. So check it out. You're going to love it. And this whole area is really nice. The 505, lots of wonderful shops there. And by the way, it's actually adjacent to a property that we sell there a lot. It's called the Lahaina Shores. And there's a shot of it. It's a plantation style property. We love the folks that run that place. It's a class act, the Classic Resorts. It's the only property actually that's right on the beach there in Lahaina Town. And it has everything right there. You know, you've got the 505. The property has been recently renovated. There's one of the units that actually has a Murphy bed. So keep in mind that some of them do have a Murphy bed. Not a lot of them, but some of them even have kitchens if you get the one bedroom. And like I said, it was all recently renovated. You get studios or one bedrooms. And they even have some premium rooms there now that just for a few bucks more, you can get these premium rooms that are like VIP rooms. They're like the nicest rooms in the property. So check out the Lahaina Shores. It's really a great place to go. So, it's really close to everything. It's right there in Lahaina Town. And we have, we have just great rates there. I think this year we've done over 1,300 room nights just in this one little property alone. So you want to check it out. Give us a call on it, 1-800-843-8771. Get involved with us. You'll be happy you did. And hopefully that helps you out. And, you know, it gives you a little more to do when you're on Front Street. You know, you can take it a little step further. It's a long walk there. I love the galleries there. And, I mean, if you're going to be on Maui, you're definitely going to be in Lahaina Town. Make sure that you get all of it. And the trick is, you know, looking for that banyan tree. The banyan tree is your marker. You just keep walking because it'll look like you're in a residential area. In fact, there's some great parking, right where the banyan tree is. There's free parking. And then you'll be right sort of in the middle. And you can go either make a right and go up Front Street that way, or you can go left down to the 505. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great thing to do. So now's the time in our program we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you are planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. So let's get right into it. We've got the first package is for two people traveling from Seattle to Maui. They're staying at the Outrigger Royal Kahana in a Garden View studio. They got a mid-size car. Total package price is $2,353. They're going to be going from November 1st to the 11th. So keep in mind, this is a 10-night vacation. Yeah. 10 nights, 11 days. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, you can do that for, $1,250 a person. You're doing really, really good. And the Royal Kahana, we've talked about this property before. We really love it. We really love it. The Outrigger, I just can't even count on three fingers how many times we've had any problems with not only just this property, but with Outrigger in general. They're well managed. They're a local company. They're right here. And, I like hotels that are, managed locally because they're managed by local hoteliers. These are people that understand the hotel business from a Hawaii perspective. And that's important. A lot of people think that right away in their head, it has to have a name. It has to have Hilton on it. It has to have Sheraton on it. It has to have Hyatt on it. Those I'm not staying there. Not true. I mean, a perfect example is what's happening on Kauai. There's a property there called the Kauai Beach Resort. That hotel was a Hilton. Before that, it was a Marriott. Now it's an Aqua. Well, guess what? Because Aqua isn't like a top of the name brand in people's minds, it's not selling the same way. So you know what? The prices, they've dropped the prices there. And so, of course, we get great deals there. So, it's not always the name brand of a hotel that makes all the difference. It's really who's running the hotel. And part of of what we do here at Hawaii Aloha Travel is we check these companies out. I mean, when you book with us, we're not just going to give you any hotel, you know. We're going to make sure that you're going to get service there. It's going to meet your expectations, that it's a great property. So we go out and check these companies out to make sure that you're going to be, you know, getting all you expect out of your Hawaii vacations. And that's one of them. We love Aqua. We love what they're doing there. And in fact, we have a new all-inclusive package that you can check out. Congratulations to Gary and Sheila King. They're going to have a wonderful time here in Hawaii. And also to Tara over at Extension
36.
Thank you, Tara. She's the agent that put that one together. Got another package here for two people. Oh, this is for one person. Okay, this is a good one. Okay, for one person. A lot of people ask about it. Single people traveling. What kind of package can you put together for me? Because, you know, this whole world is wrapped up into people being coupled up, right? You know, there's a lot of single people out there too. And we got packages for you as well. We could put good deals together for them. This is a package for one, October 10th to the 16th. They're coming in from Chicago, going to Maui and to Honolulu. On Maui, they're going to be staying at the Maui Kai. And they got this 30% discount and a mid-sized car promo that we have for them. I love this. I'm sorry, it's the Mauna Kai. I apologize. I thought it was the Maui Kai. The Mauna Kai is also very nice on the beach. And they've done a great job there keeping that property up. And a lot of those units have also been renovated. Sort of like a condo converted to a hotel type thing. And they've got the promotional rate. Also on Oahu here in Honolulu, they're going to be staying at the Aqua, Palms, and Spa. They've got the leg reading and transfer. Total package price for one person, look at this, $1,530. Two island trip. Yep. Amazing. They're going to be coming here in a couple of days. Congratulations to Jitanjali Bhushan. Jitanjali Bhushan. Congratulations to you. If I butchered your name, I'm sorry. Welcome to our Ohana, our family. We do really appreciate it. And finally here for today, we got a package for two. This is also a multi-island trip. Two islands, leaving November 21st, coming back on the 29th, going to Maui first and then over. Actually, it's a Maui split, isn't it?
Maui and
Oahu. So from the 21st to the 25th, they're going to be at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki, upgrade to a deluxe ocean front room. Breakfast daily for two in a convertible car. Over on Maui, they're going to be staying at the Westin Resort, upgrade to deluxe ocean view, third night free, breakfast for two. I mean, God, look at this price, $49.67 for two people in five-star properties all the way through two islands. Congratulations to Christopher. This is a honeymoon couple, actually. Christopher Mondorali and Christine Brodzinski. Congratulations to you guys and also to Kalei over at Extension 31. And Isabel's over at Extension 37. Missed that one. So that's it. We got through it. And make sure you tune in again. Next Wednesday will be the next podcast.
This Friday.
No, we're not going to do it this Friday. We're going to come back and we'll be back
next Tuesday.
So look for us next Tuesday and then the following Friday. It's confusing to me, too. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, myself, the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel, and all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, we're going to say aloha and mahalo.